Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there, Franny? It's me, Michelle.
And you didn't bless me.
I didn't hear you. Someone's already calling. Jesus.
Well, how do they know what the topic is?
They don't care. They don't care. They don't
care. Must be nice not caring.
Wonder what that's like. I sound dumb today. You know, yesterday I had 5 vials of blood pulled from my body.
What's wrong with your body?
Psst. What's not wrong with my body?
No, really, why'd you have blood drawn?
My body is a wonderland.
Oh my god.
Because I have that tingling thing still, and I have positional vertigo, and I got this huge sty in my eye, and...
Girl, you falling apart.
I know. It's the stress.
Am I loud enough?
Never.
I can scream.
You're loud enough.
No, really? Am I? Okay.
Test.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
Oh, hello, everyone. It's 6:27 p.m. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle. I'm just turning my phone off.
You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo.
The Summer Sessions.
The Summer Sessions. Next week, we're off because Michelle's going on a vacation, but then we have, I think, 3 more shows after
Road
this.
Trip life, baby. So
I gotta tell you, I'm starting to get tired because I feel like when we first started, the ideas were just flowing through me.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're not.
Well, 10 years of ideas.
They start to get stale, I guess.
Yeah. It's good to quit while you're on top.
That's what we did.
I know.
It was a smart move.
It was. It was a good move.
And now we're just here for a little bit of fun here and there, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight's topic is inappropriate celebrity crushes. Call us at 201-209-9368. Hey, we should get the phone number tattooed on our bodies.
Maybe.
Really? You would do that?
Maybe.
I thought you were going to freak out on me.
I thought, hell no. It was my first thought. And then
But that's also what you said when I said we should get weirdo tattoos on the air.
I really didn't want another tattoo, but
look at you now. You have it
now.
It's so cute.
It's almost gone.
No, it's there.
No, it's gone.
I gave you a light hand.
A light touch.
Light touch tattoo is what I call them.
A light touch. I like to rough it up a little.
But not with a tattoo you don't want. I love mine.
I love yours, too. I didn't ruin it.
No, you made it better. Might need a touch-up soon.
Do you want to talk about the topic or nah?
Yeah, okay. So my inappropriate celebrity crush is Charles Manson.
He's so short.
I love him.
He's so short.
I know that he's short, but he's so psycho that it's, like, hot. And I love that he got all those people to follow him. Like, you have to be an evil genius to do that kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes, you're evil, but you're also a genius. And I appreciate that.
Good, good.
But yes, it would be nicer if he was a little bit taller.
Yeah.
But he was hot back in the day.
He had nice hair.
Yeah.
But
I like long hair.
I don't know. What are you going to do, like, lick that swastika on his forehead?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't like him now, but I guess my point is I could have been one of those chicks. What are their names? Bunny, Ziggy,
you
Twiggy.
You could have been
What
one
are their
of
names?
I forget. Squits.
Squiggly. What the hell's her name? It's something like that.
I always forget everything I know once this mic turns on. Squeaky Fromm.
Squeaky. Yes. Squeaky.
That's
so
cute.
Stupid.
Did you see the
Quentin? That's a good show topic. What would your Charles Manson cult name be? Or if you had a cult, what would it be about?
Save it for next week, girl.
Okay, let me write it down.
You're going to hate it next week.
Yeah, I know. I'm drinking rosé and I haven't eaten today.
Oh, great. This is going to be real fun.
I'm okay right now.
Yeah, right now. It's only 6:07.
That's why I said right now.
You're not going to eat dinner?
I will after the show.
What are you
so
gonna...
who's your crush?
I have two.
Two?
I have two. Well, I probably have more than two, but don't you call me that. I am just a woman who's free.
Okay, go.
Okay, my first one is Daryl Strawberry.
The baseball player?
Yeah, 86 Mets, baby.
Didn't he beat up Halle Berry?
No, that was David Justice. Also hot.
So hot!
Yeah.
So who's Daryl Strawberry? Do I need to Google it?
He was like a right fielder in the 86 Mets. Super hot, but he had a major cocaine problem, and he was a sex addict.
I need to Google. The problem is I can't use my Wi-Fi. I'm going to
Google
on my
phone.
Don't
you dare use your Wi-Fi.
I'm going to Google on my phone. Will that mess up the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. He was a sex addict, and he used to, between innings, have sex with all his girls.
Where?
Probably the bathroom or, like, maybe the dugout if he was being adventurous.
You're always in an inning.
But if he was, like, in the inning where they're all up to bat, he might not bat every inning.
What, he had a freaking hotel room near the dugout?
I mean, the shower is always a nice place.
Hot. Is he hot, though? Or
yeah,
is he just like
hot.
Him because he was a bad boy?
Oh, he's hot.
No, man, my phone is slow as hell.
Oh, he's also he was also a deadbeat dad, so that's not cool. And then
deadbeat dads. We learned that last week.
My number one.
Okay, go.
I think it's really obvious, though. My number one is the Unabomber.
The
Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. He was one who.
But he wasn't hot.
Yes, he was. Are you kidding me? He was like
this isn't fair. I can't use my Wi-Fi to look these people up.
He was like a hot version of Charles Manson, and he lived in a hole in the ground that he dug himself. So that's I find that very admirable.
Okay, firstly, I finally got Daryl Strawberry, hot.
Hot.
But is that what's the Unabomber's name again?
You just have to type in Unabomber. Oh, and
I know, but I don't want the stupid Unabomber drawing. I want to see his
face. That's the best police sketch ever.
Wait, hold on. Do you have a crush on the actual Unabomber, or do you have a crush on the drawing?
Why are you making me choose?
You have to choose.
No, I like them both.
No, you have to pick one. Like, is he actually cute, or do
I
you just like the vibe of the drawing?
Both. He's got a gray sweatshirt and aviator
and
glasses.
Aviators and long hair.
Hot. Yeah, I like him.
He's hideous. You're going to take it back. Look.
No.
Monster.
He looks like
You're
Neil.
A monster.
He looks like Neil Michael Haggerty.
No, he doesn't.
A little bit.
No, he doesn't. Okay, I'll give you the sketch. The rest of him is disgusting. Look at this.
That's just a bad angle.
No, broski. That's a bad man.
Trust me. When he got in trouble and they finally found who he was, his brother ratted him out. I collected like all the magazines he was
you
on the
David
cover of.
Kaczynski?
I do. And I had all the magazines where he was on the cover of, and my mom was like, not pleased.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Michelle?
What?
That's crazy.
Why? He hated the government.
Yeah, but didn't he kill people?
Not that many.
Oh my God! I'm dead. It's 6:11 and I'm dead.
I bet I'm not the only person within the Shut Up Weirdo family that likes the Unabomber.
Okay, call us at 201-209-9368. Let's see if you can beat Michelle's Unabomber crush. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
I would actually argue that Charles Manson was more of a monster than the Unabomber.
I would agree with that statement.
Okay.
But at least he was somewhat handsome.
Well, para los gustos, los colores.
Someone on the comments board said, what is wrong with you two? We're just honest with our feelings.
Yeah. Very honest. We even have a signal when we get too honest.
Yeah, we do, actually.
There's
all
only
right,
one.
Do we have any calls?
One. Ready?
I don't answer till those are full board.
Okay.
201-209-9368. We don't answer until there's a full board.
There's two calls.
Who is your inappropriate celebrity crush? So basically, it just has to be a celebrity that you like who might have a major flaw that we can laugh at you about. But we don't blame you, and we don't judge. We understand.
201-209-9368. You think anyone's going to call up and say you?
Well, I didn't think about that until now, Michelle.
I did.
Why am I inappropriate?
I just thought it'd be fun if someone called up and was like, you, Michelle.
Look, Andy Plants is on the comments board saying he just ran into a guy playing Shut Up Weirdo from his car.
Did he talk to him?
Andy Plants, tell us if you talked to him.
He was like, that lady's my wife.
That's my wife.
That's my wife.
That crazy lady on the radio is my wife.
Can I answer the phone yet?
How many calls do we have?
3 out of 4.
Okay.
Okay.
You're on the radio. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo, the summer sessions. Oh, you're on the radio. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo, the summer sessions.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My inappropriate crush is your husband, who I just ran into in Bed-Stuy.
Stop it!
We were just talking about you. Are you lying?
I'm a heterosexual. Ask him. I said I would say that. I'm a heterosexual male who, only because of that, has changed my inappropriate crush to that.
He's cute, though.
He's very handsome, right?
To, like, hang out, and I was like, how much better is it if we just both go on our way? And this is nuts. Can I swear?
No.
No swearing. Listen, just so you know, my husband is on the comments board, and he's saying he said he was going to call and say I was the inappropriate crush.
Yeah, word. We're here.
Wow.
We're here, lady.
It's so cute.
I have more for you.
Okay, go.
I have a friend who collects, and I mean collects, actual pieces, real things. Ted Kaczynski memorabilia.
Stop it.
Is
he single?
Yeah, that was my next question.
I guess. In my mind, he is.
Probably is. I'm going to 99% say that dude is single.
I really am not sure, but yeah. We don't like talk all the time. You might be listening right now.
Tell him to email me.
Yeah, Michelle and him might be soulmates.
I would like to see his collector's items, actually.
I think he posts them on his... I don't want to give up who it is. I don't think he's that weird about it. He's a rapper, actually.
Huh.
He's like an indie rap. I don't know. I don't know what you would call him.
What's his name?
I can't be blowing up spots. This is... Ah! Oh! No pun intended.
Just cursed.
Well done. I didn't even catch that one.
No, what is
well
your
done.
Name,
I
buddy?
Almost didn't catch it myself.
That's okay. Really good.
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Arthur.
Arthur, you're on the list because this call is just basic, full on gold.
Yeah, it's real good. Real good.
Looking out.
Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt. Please tell your Ted Kaczynski's obsessed friend to email Michelle. They might be soulmates.
With a picture.
He's going to be like, what? He's going
to eat. How about we don't do that?
He's going to be like, why didn't you say anything? I don't care.
Why didn't you give him my phone number?
So that's how this is making me very uncomfortable.
Okay, why? Michelle's uncomfortable.
Because I have my eye on another prize.
Wait, what did you say?
Nothing.
She has her eye on a different prize.
Yeah.
But you never know. You got to fill your basket with prizes until one's the right prize.
True. Michelle,
I'm not trying to set you up with anyone. I'm just giving you facts about people I know. I'm not trying to set you up with anyone.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Arthur.
Well, thank you for
Arthur,
having me.
You're on the list.
Fun.
Bye.
Have a good one.
How much would someone have to pay you to have a Zoom Shut Up Weirdo meetup?
Nothing. They'd have to donate to the station.
Should we do it for October?
I would do it.
Okay, let's think about it. You ready?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. So my inappropriate celebrity crush, which I think is pretty obvious, I think a lot of people are going to call it this one, It's Roscoe, the bed bug dog.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you know, he's working.
What? Are you making inappropriate jokes? I can't tell what's happening. Is that a real thing, or are you messing with us?
It's a real thing, local to New Jersey.
Oh. Roscoe.
Yeah, like, I wonder what he's like. Roscoe the bed bug dog, you know, he's constantly working, but, like, who is he when he's not working, you know?
Oh, he's so cute.
Let me see him. Oh, he is cute.
He's a little beagle or something.
I like that this guy said, but who is he when he's not working?
Yeah, who is he? That's a great question. What do you think he's interested in when he's not sniffing for bed bugs?
Snacks.
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
They are. What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Sean, that's a good answer. Thank you for calling.
Great answer. Have a good one.
201-209-9368. I can't drink beer anymore. There's no one on the lines.
What?
Oh, no. I think they were just waiting too long because that one call was like 11 minutes. Call now and you'll get through.
So
201-209-9368.
Everyone on the comments board is talking about Roscoe.
Do they love him?
Yeah, they're all like, plus one for Roscoe. I love Roscoe.
How come I've never heard of him? All right, here's a call. You ready? Ooh, full board now.
Okay. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's me?
Sam.
Sam.
Oh, and I have... hi.
What?
Hi.
Hello. I have a crush on Dr. Deborah Birx.
I don't know who that is.
Annoying. She's I have to keep...
on the coronavirus task force with Dr. Fauci. She's the woman.
Oh.
She's older, but she has scarves.
Yeah, and Charles Manson isn't bad.
But, I mean, isn't she, like, a Trump lover?
No, she's a doctor. She's just on the task force.
Does she have blonde hair?
She's, like, 65 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, isn't she
really
the bad one on the task force?
What?
What's her last name?
Birx, B-I-R-X.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah, that's a sexy last name.
Isn't it? I know.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not a Trump lover?
No, she's like an infectious disease expert, like Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but you can be an infectious disease expert and still be a Trump lover.
Probably not, because then you would be spreading lies and not facts. Plus, who cares? A Trump lover can be hot.
No.
Yeah.
Kanye West. That's where I draw the line.
What about Kanye West?
See, people are saying she's awful. Kanye West is awful, too.
Wait, why is she awful?
Everyone's making fun of me on the comments board for asking if she's bad after we just talked about the Unabomber for like 20 minutes. I already explained she is the bad one. She's the bad one on the task force. The task force is filled with doctors and scientists. Dr. Fauci's a good guy.
Maybe
this lady is a bad guy.
Maybe it's a hate F.
Why do you like her? Is it a hate F?
He just said she's pretty.
I think she's really pretty, and she wears pretty scarves. She always dresses nice, and she's, like, the way she talks is kind of sexy.
What kind of scarves does she wear? Like, over her mouth or just in general, like, on her neck?
No, like, even before the mask, she would wear these different, like, pretty fancy scarves around her neck.
Wait,
like
pretty.
How long have you been in love with Dr. Birx?
Ever since those briefings started, like in March, and the first time she came up there, I was like, wow, where they've been hiding her.
God, that's weird.
You know who has good mask game is Nancy Pelosi.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's coordinated to every color of every outfit.
I bet they're so expensive. She'll probably be on someone's inappropriate crush.
Oh, she's not.
She's appropriate. Girl.
I don't know. Imagine if you had Nancy Pelosi hair.
Well, she's not a murderer. And if you're that old, you're happy you have hair.
She does look great. All right, buddy.
She looked up Trump's speech.
All right, good answer, buddy. I don't approve, but I appreciate your joining the party here.
What happened to no judgment?
You don't give us your blessing?
What happened to no judgment?
I don't give a blessing on a Trump lover. That's where I draw the line. I'd rather be with a murderer.
Trump kind of is a murderer. All right, thanks for calling. All right, no one else is allowed to say Trump
again.
The
T word?
Yeah, it's so boring. So boring. Ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Franny.
I'm Walter.
Hi, Walter.
Hi, Walter.
Hi.
So polite.
I like that name.
I like how polite he is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Walter Lewis Madison III is actually the full name.
Well, someone's rich.
Okay. Who is still around?
Yeah, come on. Tell us about your upbringing. Did you like play tennis as a child?
Oh, you really want to know?
What's your horse's name?
Yeah. Today, Michelle.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was born in a little town called Pacific Grove, California, and my old man ran an auto shop, but he was also an artistic roller skater. So I grew up with classic cars, but I also was a national artistic roller skating champion. I started when I was 5 years old, and I stopped when I was 17 because I came kind of embarrassed, but I was really good out of it.
Wait.
What?
I have something. What? Artistic what? Roller skating.
Yeah, check it out. Fingers
with flair.
Loose. That's the trailer. I made a documentary about it.
I want to say that my inappropriate crush is now your dad.
Whoa, Walter. I'm calling him up. Yeah, he's pretty cool, actually.
That's pretty awesome.
Up. Yeah, he's a gnarly guy.
Are you sad that you gave up your dream of dancing roller skating?
I didn't give it up. I saw it through,
am I
actually,
the only one who doesn't know
quitting,
what that is?
As a senior in high school, I said, you know what, I'll just see if I can win nationals, and I would get really nervous because, you know, as an adolescent, all of a sudden, you know, your body changes and things change. So for whatever reason, I'd practice and it'd be really perfect, and then I'd go to compete and I would get so nervous I would just blow it. So my parents brought me to this hypnotist, but he was actually
what is happening right now, Michelle?
It's a long story.
Okay, sorry. I'll finish it up. Long story short of it is that I stuck with it and I did pursue the dream.
That is fantastic.
Did you
don't
even
know
say
what it
your
is.
Crush yet?
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh yeah, I was thinking about it, and I'm kind of feeling for Lindsay Lohan. I feel like she's gotten a bad kind of rap.
She's hot.
She is so hot.
I feel that is like, 100%
you know
appropriate.
Be nice to her for a little while.
I would hook up with Lindsay Lohan.
Same. I had
not
a chance once.
Not now. Like 6 years.
And I blew it.
10 years ago.
Years ago.
That sucks. You blew it. How'd you blow it?
I didn't know it was her because I was so messed up on things that I was taking. And I called her a bad name to her face.
The B word? The C word?
The C word.
Why?
It's a long story. Yeah. I'll tell you later.
What'd she do? Like steal your drink?
No.
She had it coming. Attitude.
I didn't really understand what was happening.
Mm. I think I understand what might have been happening.
Am I going to tell this story on the air for real? Uh-huh. So we were at a bar / club, and let's just say I was inebriated. And suddenly there was the bouncer was inside, and I didn't know why. And suddenly all these blonde girls were in my booth, and I didn't know why. And I went in to go get my purse, and I said, excuse me, my purse is in here. And all the blonde girls looked at me like I was crazy and said, no, it's not. And I said, well, can you move so I can get my stuff? And they wouldn't move, so I used the C word. I was removed from the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found my stuff at the bar. And the next day, I realized, long story short, let's just say I was there with friends and I did not know that. By the end of the night, I did not know they were there. I thought I was alone. Okay?
Why do you think you could have hooked up with her?
I could have hung out with her, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
if
probably
if I knew it was her, I would have been a lot nicer, if you know what I'm saying.
I hear ya.
Anyway, the next day I found out that Lindsay Lohan was at the same bar I was at. And
what
then
bar
I realized
was it?
That was not a bouncer. That was her bodyguard. And those were all of her friends. And that was her.
What bar?
Yay. Sway.
Oh, I used to go there.
Yeah.
Like
anyway,
once, but I hated it.
I fully support your Lindsay Lohan crush. She's hot.
She's not that Thank hot you. Anymore.
No, she used to be really hot, but she's probably
choices.
A lot of fun.
She needs a little love and TLC.
She needs a lot of love in TLC.
She needs a hug.
A lot of love. Yeah. A lot of hug,
All right, have a good one.
You too.
They're getting smarter as the summer goes on, I think. Ready?
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's your celebrity crush?
Nobody.
What do you mean, nobody?
Oh, and my dad has a crush on you, so he wants to talk to you. And, bye. My dad wants to talk to you. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Oh, yes. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hi,
That was my little 9-year-old. He wants to talk to Franny and Michelle because he...
Did you just make your child call us?
I have a crush on them.
He's
Who am I talking to?
Both of us.
Yeah, there's two of us here on this radio show.
What's that?
There's two of us on this radio show, so you're talking to both of us.
Are we on the air right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
Was my son just on the air? Am I on the air with you guys?
Yes.
I
really your son was on the air. We answered the phone and said, you're on the air. And then he proceeded to tell us that you have a crush on us.
He blew up your spot.
Well, he's not lying, but holy jeez, I didn't think he would actually be on the air with you guys.
Good for him.
Yeah, okay. He's on the air, and you're on the air. Which one of us do you like? Both of us or one of us?
Well, Franny's married, so... You know,
that's right. Good answer.
Yeah, that makes me feel great.
Yeah, you jerk. What's wrong with you? That's so insensitive.
Sloppy seconds.
Are we for real? Am I talking on the air right now?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I've wanted to call you guys forever, but I never thought I would. Remember the old days with the... So my son is 9. Mm-hmm. My son, Robinson, he's 9. He used to be in a bassinet on my kitchen table, and I would make supper. And Tommy O'Shea would call you guys, and he would go, Tommy O'Shea.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. He would be like maybe like 3 years old.
That's
on the
so
kitchen
cute.
Table.
So we basically
so cute.
We basically raised your son, is what you're saying.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we're his aunties. We're his aunties.
We raised your son.
You kind of did raise my son, which is kind of nice. Okay.
Good for you.
Well, thanks
Lucky
talking
you.
To you guys.
Okay,
Let's
nice talking
again.
To you, too.
All right, have a good one.
This is so weird. Okay.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I know he's going to want to go back and listen to himself, so if he doesn't know, you can access all the archives at WFMU.org.
That guy said, holy geez. Did you catch that?
He also called dinner supper. Which is pretty cute. 201-209-9368. If you call now, you will get through. There's only one call. Are you going to miss me next week, or are you happy to have a week off?
I'm happy to have a week off, and I'm going to miss
you. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. You're also available as a podcast because you were giving out your WFMU archives there.
I always forget they have a podcast of this show.
That's great.
Do they still have a podcast?
Yeah.
Huh.
I love it when people find out I have a radio show and they say, you should do a podcast. I'm like, dude.
I hate that.
That's like telling a painter he should try photography.
Or telling him he should become a graphic designer.
Yeah.
I am a graphic designer.
Yeah, who isn't a graphic designer here?
Yeah. Anyway, my inappropriate attraction is Miss Piggy, and it's really inappropriate because I have to share her with Frank Oz, who's on the other side.
That's gross.
I know.
She's hot.
That is not on the list.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm vetoing it.
You can't.
I'm vetoing it.
Why? She's hot.
Ugh. I don't like it.
What's wrong with her?
I don't like it.
She's so confident and sexy.
I don't like
she
it.
She is.
What's your name, buddy?
This is Rob from Edison.
Rob, you will not win.
I know. That's okay.
Okay.
Well, you're on the list.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Damn, you hung up on him so fast.
It was grossing me out.
She's sexy.
I don't think so. And she wears too much pink.
You don't like her because she's fat?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you basically did. What other reason do you have? That's why I like her.
No, I don't like it that she wears so much pink. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like she's just too desperate, throwing herself all over Kermit all the time.
It's he's very handsome.
She's desperate, dude.
That's not desperate. That's just knowing who you love.
No, I don't think it's confident the way she acts.
I like her. And I like him. Actually, I want to add to my list my Geico lizard that I am totally obsessed with.
Oh, you do love that lizard.
He's so hot.
Animal's sexy. Cooler than Miss... I would get it on with Animal.
Who's the Animal?
The drummer.
I never actually watched it.
Oh, he's the drummer. He looks like the guy in Lightning Bolt, kind of. All right, are you ready for a call?
That is either. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
My celebrity crush is Michelle.
Well, I'm not really a celebrity.
You are to us.
But I could make it inappropriate.
It's pretty inappropriate, I think.
My God.
I was going to include both of you,
I am dead. I've died three times on this show so far.
I know. I'm thinking dirty a lot lately. I think the COVID's
Michelle,
getting to
me. You are my favorite today.
Thanks.
Are you just like horny or something? What's going on over there?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're just a little hornball. You're a little quarantine hornball.
You know what it is? I've been sexting. And I think it's making it worse.
It makes you hornier.
It doesn't. Yeah. It just makes it worse.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a lot of courage to call in and name Michelle as your celebrity crush. I'm impressed with that.
I was going to include you, too, but you put me on blast for calling as soon as the theme music came on. So now I'm a little put off by Franny.
Oh, I don't really care. I'm married.
I know. So now I can speak my true heart and say Michelle.
All right. Well, that's very flattering. Thank you. For Michelle, I mean. Not for me.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, no more calls about us.
They're yeah.
Freaking boring.
Ugh. Gross. We're disgusting. Oh, my God. I washed a tank top in the sink today.
Was it brown?
It was black. The water. It was, I don't understand.
How many times did you wear said tank top?
Huh.
Yeah, you didn't think about that, huh?
I mean, I did, but I just didn't think I was that dirty.
How many times did you wear it?
Now I don't want to say.
Come on, give me a ballpark. 5?
What? I wore it for like a month and a half to sleep. Who changes
their... A month and a half?
Who changes their pajamas?
Hold on. I change my pajamas every single night.
That's disgusting. That's such a...
You wore the same shirt to sleep for a month and a half?
Well, here's the thing. It was so hot that I would just take it off. So I would wear it when I got home from work. And then when I went to sleep, I would take it off. So I'd only wear it for a couple of hours. Maybe not a month and a half. Maybe like 2 weeks.
No, you cannot cut it down from 6 weeks to 2.
I really
think
just...
I'm going to believe you.
I didn't think it was going to be that dirty.
Oh, my God. I change my sleep shirt every single night.
That's weird. And you wash it? Or you just air it
I
out?
I put it in the dirty laundry.
That's insane.
The only time I double up is if I go on vacation. I cut it in half and, like, I wear the same shirt 2 nights in a row.
That's insane. That's weirder.
Why? Because I'm clean?
No, that's just weird.
I don't shower. I don't shower, so
neither
maybe
do
that's
I.
Like... Wait, what? You wore the same shirt for 6 weeks and you don't shower?
I mean, I did not shower for 6 weeks.
How often have you been showering
how
since you've been wearing that tank top?
I don't know. How often do you change your sheets?
Every other week.
That's not that often.
What does this have to do with the t-shirt conversation?
Because I feel like...
You're pivoting. You're pivoting.
I'm not pivoting. I'm just saying, like, sheets are like a big t-shirt that you sweat on.
Yeah,
and you
it
do
is.
Sex on and stuff like that.
I don't have sex.
Oh, yeah, because you're married.
Yeah, we don't have sex.
Well, neither do I. You ready for another phone call?
Okay. I'm fascinated by this t-shirt conversation. We're picking it up later privately.
I mean, do you ever wear your underwear twice?
No.
Never, ever. Not even in a desperation.
I mean, I'm sure I have if I was desperate. But it's I change my underwear twice a day.
Are you kidding me?
I wear a thong during the day, and then when I get home, I put on regular underwear.
Why do you wear underwear to sleep? Why don't you, like...
Because I don't like that.
You got your socks on, you got your underwear on, you got your clean shirt on.
I sleep in a t-shirt, underwear, and socks.
Sleeping with socks is atrocious.
I get very cold.
I do, okay? Too. I'm the cold friend.
My toes get cold.
Maybe you have frostbite that you never recovered from.
Yeah, living in Miami.
I'm going to answer a call now. I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Same. You just told me I have frostbite that I never recovered from.
That's not an insult.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah, you wear your socks to bed.
Nothing's wrong with that.
That's what he took. That's what he took from the story.
Yeah, like that's what you remember.
Do you guys know who Taylor Leone is?
That name sounds familiar.
Hot as hell.
She's married to David Duchovny.
David Duchovny. Hot as hell.
No, they're David like, Duchovny is disgusting.
She was the hottest him, couple on the planet. He was a sex addict and they got divorced.
Yes, I love it correct. That every man who cheats on their wife is a sex addict.
Well, also, that just kind of makes both of them hotter for some reason. I would sleep with both of them. I fully support this answer.
I wouldn't sleep with either of them.
You are crazy.
Why not?
They don't do it for me.
She's so hot.
I don't like her nose.
That's why I like her, because her nose is weird.
Hmm.
So, for me, like, the only reason why I called in was because, like, when I was 15, I had a big crush on her, and I'm, like, 40 now. And so that was, like, 25 years ago, and I, like, found her website and sent her an actual letter. And she sent me a signed photograph. And my wife made me throw it out in my couch.
You're kidding.
So, yeah.
Why'd she make you throw it out?
Because I got a new male cat, and my male cat went around peeing all over everything in our apartment.
Oh, well, that's a reason.
But it wasn't because she thought you were a perv.
Or jealous.
No. She supported it. She's pretty hot. I mean, Taylor Leone is pretty hot.
So hot. What's your name, buddy?
It's Marty.
Marty?
Marty, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Heck yeah. Cool.
But we will Thanks not be sending you signed photographs.
Cool.
All right, have a good one.
I don't like beer. It makes me, like, burp a lot. You ready?
I don't drink beer. I'm hungry.
You ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
My inappropriate crush is Tanya Harding.
Oh, that's so good.
You are a monster.
That is so good.
Yeah, I watched that movie about her the other day. I started watching all the ice skating videos again.
No.
That's Margot Robbie.
That just means you like...
No. I was watching the real clips.
Is this Ian?
And I'm into the ice skating. The ice skating's hot.
What's your name?
What's your name, buddy?
Graceful. It's Jesse.
Jesse. I thought it was Ian.
No.
Jesse. That's a good answer.
Wait, Jesse, you need to somehow prove to us that the person you have the crush on is actually Tanya Harding and not Margot Robbie.
I'm really not even that attracted to Margot Robbie.
What?
I remember when like the whatever big movie that she came out.
Have you Googled the Tanya Harding porn videos?
Huh? Yes. Oh, you weren't talking to me.
I didn't hear you. Anyway, I'm just a big fan of the show. I just wanted to call.
No, hold on. Jesse, I'm not done with you.
Have you watched the Tonya Harding porn videos?
No, I haven't seen that, actually. I just
Well, what the hell? Then it's not a true crush.
Yeah, why don't you watch them and then get back to us?
No, but it's the,
Google them.
The ice skating
watch
in the
them,
outfit.
And then email us and tell us what you think.
You know which celebrity porn video I love?
Who?
The Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson one.
Oh, my God, it's incredible.
They are so in love. They are so in love.
Everything about it is perfection.
I had a great time.
Oh, my God. They were so in love. It was so beautiful.
I'm almost jealous.
Yeah, it did look fun.
Yeah, I would love to have a relationship like that.
Yeah,
that's what my relationship is
like. The part on the boat.
I want to hear more people call.
All right, have a good one. You're on the list. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye.
If my life could only be like the Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee porno.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My deepest, darkest crush is Ann Coulter.
Oh!
The ultimate bottle blonde.
That's disgusting.
But she's smart. She is. She looks
she's
like a man.
She's smart. She's a moron.
She look like a man. That's the even harder part. I think
Wait,
she has
who
something bobbing between
What's
her
your name?
Like, chin and her chest. Never been sure about that.
This guy's insane.
Okay, what's your name? Yeah, only a psycho would hang up like that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That psycho is not allowed to call ever again.
How will we identify him?
I just will.
Okay. Deal. As long as Miss Piggy doesn't win.
What's your name?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got one that's really inappropriate. Do you guys remember Michelle Carter?
No.
2 years ago, she was the girl who texted her boyfriend urging him to kill himself.
Oh, yes. Franny, you would love that documentary. It's on HBO.
I saw
yeah,
it.
They made a doc about it. She's stunning. You have to see her.
There's something about her. I'll give you that. That is repulsive, though, dude.
Oh, it's disgusting because she's so young also.
I like those crazy eyes she has.
Yeah.
She does have crazy eyes.
They're murderer eyes.
She has a killer instinct.
Yeah, she has murder eyes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you wanna know the craziest part what about it was?
Sure.
I'm driving so I can't Google this to make sure this is what happened, but if I remember correctly, he, like, stepped out of the car, and then she was on the phone with him, and she was like, no, 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 go back in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
she
no,
did that.
It's completely evil.
It's
like,
it's
it wasn't an
so
accident.
So crazy.
It's
so crazy.
Like, respect. Like, she really, it wasn't, like, some strange psychological one-off. She was like, yeah, I'm it.
Wow, you are a troubled boy.
I know.
Well.
But, like, do you just think she's pretty? Or do you, like, want to hang out with her? Because there's a big difference there.
I think he'd hang out with her.
I think she probably would try to make me kill myself. So I don't know if I'd want to hang out with her for long, but...
For long.
Because know what I'm saying.
Thinking, you know, appreciating someone's looks is one thing, but, like, wanting to hang out with them is very different.
I put that back, actually. I think that she... I think I'm actually drawn to her, like, nasty psychological...
Okay, then you're crazy.
Yeah, I think it's that, because, like...
In a good way.
I mean, if you didn't know she tried to do that, you would probably have hung out with her in high school.
Oh, handily.
Probably,
yeah.
I was an in-betweener in high school. That would have been my ticket in.
What's an in-betweener?
Like, where you're not a nerd.
Oh, it's like the nerdiest of the cool kids or the coolest of the nerdy kids?
Yeah.
That was me,
yeah,
too.
Like, peripheral, you know, you kind of, you don't have an identity, sort of.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you got yourself together. You were probably one of those guys who excelled in college.
Yeah, and then everything went to, you know.
Whoa.
Age.
All right, well, good luck getting the pieces back together in your life.
Oh,
all right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't do that.
What? He was just talking too much. I got bored.
Okay. You ready for another call? Board's full, baby.
Okay.
I want Indian food for dinner like Matt and Olivia are having.
He's texting me asking what we should do for dinner.
Oh, okay. Do you need to text him back while you're on the air during a hit radio show?
I already did.
Dang. What'd
I can multitask.
What'd you say?
Mugador
or rubies.
I was almost going to get Mogador because I have some gift cards.
What's with you and the freaking gift cards?
My mom.
Oh, the gift cards you sent us are like $105 or something like that.
50, 50, and 5 left on one?
Maybe.
There's 3 cards.
I don't know. Andy looked it up.
Well, that was nice of me.
Oh, my God.
Awkward.
Hit the button, bro.
I just did,
hey,
bro.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Ian.
Hey, Ian, there's a guy
Hi,
who's...
Hi, Ian.
There's an imposter.
Yeah, I just heard that, and I was...
He sounded like you. It was weird.
Yeah, he was an
I
Ian
was like, this
imposter.
Guy sounds like me.
No, you weren't.
I don't want... All right, you don't have to believe me, but I did think that. And then you said that, really? And I was like, wah, weird.
Who's your inappropriate crush?
Tanya Harding. No, I'm kidding. Now, mine's Dr. Melfi.
I thought you were going to say Dr. Ruth.
Wait, but why is that bad?
What?
Like, what makes that crush inappropriate?
Dr. Melfi?
Yeah?
I don't know. Falling in love with a therapist? That doesn't seem...
She's not your therapist.
No, I know, but, you know.
She's hot.
I don't know what's the criteria.
I'm fully supporting this one.
Wait, which one's she?
The one in Sopranos. The Sopranos, right?
Yeah, oh.
No, that's hot. I'm
yeah, that's fine. That's She's... fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to the drawing
I mean,
board
also
for you,
even,
Ian.
Like painted her character as someone that you would want to sleep with. Like that was the point of her.
Right, right. All right. Well.
No, you should not be ashamed.
Yeah.
You should fully embrace this.
Why don't you go watch an episode right now?
You should, yeah. Yeah, all right, not ashamed.
All right, have a good one.
All right, later.
Loud and proud.
I'm glad we're helping people work through their shame.
Hi, you're on the radio.
No one's on the radio.
Oh, sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello? Yes, you got me thinking about athletes. How about Lindsey Vonn?
I don't know who that is.
You remember her?
Nope.
She was a skier. Okay. She never medaled in the Olympics, but when she lost with grace.
Good for her.
You don't remember Lindsey Vonn?
No.
I'm good. I'm good off this guy right now. How about you?
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye. Just not in the mood.
Okay, Michelle, you take this call so that I can send one text.
Wow.
What? I would do it for you.
People would die for a show on this station. And you're going to text message during the show.
I need to eat. I have not eaten all
day.
Why
don't you do a voice response and say what you want?
Andy, if you're listening.
No, do like a text to speech.
I don't know how to do that.
You just, on the text button, you press like the little microphone.
Okay, answer the call.
Hi, shut
Hi,
up.
Hi, you're
weird.
On the radio.
You just told me to answer it.
Yeah, so my inappropriate crush is that singer-songwriter, Jewel.
She had cool teeth.
She's hot as hell.
Why don't you sing a Jewel song for us?
Who will save your soul? Is that good enough?
That's pretty good. All right, thanks for calling.
Isn't that how it goes?
And she could yodel.
Wait, and... I saw some roast, I think she was on a TV show with Rob Lowe, and she was at the Rob Lowe, like, Comedy Central roast, and she was freaking hilarious. I mean, I guess, obviously she didn't write her jokes, huh?
I love those
Well,
roasts.
Whatever, she had great delivery.
Are you ready? What are you getting? She's totally ignoring me.
A chicken sandwich with no bread and add a side salad.
Grilled or fried?
It's grilled.
Cheese? The mayonnaise?
It has cheese on it already.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. Do you know who Morgan Geyser is?
No, who's that?
She was one of the girls who did that Slender Man stabbing out in Wisconsin.
Oh, God.
What's that, Michelle?
She was only like 12 years old, but she was so cute, the one blondish girl.
The one who was extra mean or the one who wasn't as mean? There was one who was really psycho.
But more psycho than the other one.
Oh.
I don't know what this is about at all.
All right, you know Slenderman?
No, what's that?
It's like people like write all these graphic novels about him. It's like this big guy who lives in the forest who supposedly like steals children. He's like a mythical creature.
He's a real man?
No. So everyone writes like fan fiction about him.
Uh-huh.
And so these girls were, and a lot of girls are obsessed with Slenderman.
But it's not real, right?
Well, some people think it's real.
When you're 12, you think it's real.
Yeah. So then these girls were going to look for Slenderman, and there's three girls, and there was one who was like, two that were pretty crazy, and one that was just like needed some friends. And they lured her into the woods, telling her Slenderman was there, and then they stabbed her.
Wait, the three girls were real, and they lured the third girl into the woods, telling her that the mythical man was real, and then they murdered her?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't murder her. She survived.
Oh,
but
she lived?
They said that Slenderman told them to murder
her. Oh, that was it. Slenderman told them.
Wait, is there a documentary?
Yes, there is.
Where can I find it?
Maybe HBO?
It's on any of those crime channels. It's on all the time. It's really good.
It is really good.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
Did you watch the big flower fight yet?
No, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
You're not my friend.
I'm writing it down. I'm sorry. I am your friend. Don't say that. That's not nice. I am so your friend.
Okay.
I sent you a Zara link. What's it called again? The big flower fight.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
Good answer.
There's another good answer on the comments board.
What is
it? Did you just answer a call or no?
Nope.
Grimes. Ew!
Yeah, that's cruel. I can't believe she has a baby with Elon Musk.
Like, both of them are so ill. They're a poor child. It's, like, so sad. Oh, she's so gross.
That's so barferific. All right, we only have time for...
That's the only way to describe it, is barferific.
We only have time for a few more calls. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Chris from Brooklyn.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Something about Judge Judy.
I can't put my finger on Judge Judy.
She's hot. You know what it is? Isn't it just like the confidence and the power?
Yeah, she has a lot of confidence.
And she's just always correct. She's just always, she knows what to do. And she's rich. Oh, my God.
That's a good answer.
How rich is she?
Rich.
Pretty rich. She could buy networks.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
But is she, well, I want to ask if she's a Republican, but Michelle's going to get mad at me.
Oh, big time. Yeah, she's crazy.
Never mind.
Would you be my friend if I was a Republican?
No.
Let's take a call.
Happy night.
Dang, you just hung up on him.
I don't care. We only have a few minutes left. I'm looking for a winner. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How you doing? Michelle, you have Netflix because there's a really two good, awesome documentaries about the Unabomber. One's called The Unabomber in His Own Words.
I saw that.
You should watch. And then the other one's Manhunt.
I haven't seen Manhunt yet.
Manhunt was really good.
Unabomber is an
I don't know if you'll like it.
Unabomber in His Own Words was based on the autobiography, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was really good. Very, very
good. I'm writing
good.
This down.
Maybe I'll watch Manhunt tonight.
Yeah, my crush, you know who I think her name was Daphne, Velma Binkley, or Dinkley?
Who's
she
that?
She was the smart brainiac chick on Scooby-Doo, the cartoon.
Oh, Thelma.
No, 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 no.
The
Velma,
little nerd
Velma.
With the red hair and the glasses?
That's Thelma.
Yes. And she was, like, nerdy, and she was hot with the little short skirt.
She was cute.
Yeah.
She was totally hot. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, she was
I'm feeling
really
that
smart.
Vibe.
She was, like, the whole key to solving the crimes.
Always, because she was a smart one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway,
all right,
that's
buddy.
It.
Have a good one.
Thank you for the TV tip.
I'm sorry, what?
I said thanks for the TV
have
tip.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.
All right, see ya.
I think we have time for one or two more calls.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
This one's manifested itself recently. Andrew Carnegie.
Where'd that come from?
Who? Who's
because
that?
Because of the the love of the libraries. You know, so over 2,500 different libraries got built. You know, Carnegie, he saw this pandemic coming a mile away.
Hmm. All right, thank you.
This is weird.
I recently updated my library card so that I could get books on tape for my big road trip.
Ooh, I told you. That's going to keep you up. That's a good one.
Please,
you're gonna have fun.
Yep. So much fun. I got a book about the Donner Party I'm very excited about.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio. Please turn yours down.
Hi, who is this?
This is Alana.
Oh, hi, Alana. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Good. Who's your inappropriate celebrity crush?
It's not a winner, but it is funny. And Michelle, I think, might guess who this is, might know who this is. I mean, she knows who this is, but she might, I think, know who I'm going to say.
I don't. Tell me.
It's Joe McGasco.
Oh, yeah.
I stand by it.
Joe McGasco?
Yeah, is he? He's not board hopping, right?
No, we're here.
Hey, guys. No,
you've met Alana.
No,
she used to volunteer here.
She's, I hope, like, he doesn't see this, though.
She's 22 or something.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Joe McGasco is going to be psyched when he hears about
it. He knows this.
Oh, Alana, keep it in your pants, my friend.
No, that's not. That's gross.
I'm just teasing you. All right, well, that's a good one. I think it's a good way to end the show.
All right, have a good one.
Bye, Alana. Bye, I hope you're well. Take care.
Okay, who's the winner? We have Jesse with Tanya Harding or Arthur, Andy's friend who made that really great Ted Kaczynski pun.
I like him.
The first guy.
Yeah.
The first call is winning the t-shirt.
That never happens.
I know. Arthur, email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. We're off next week, everybody.
We'll be back the week after that. And then we've got a very exciting summer session finale.
We've got 3 episodes left, and we have the best plan for the last show.
We do. Okay. I expected a bunch of people to be like, yeah. I don't know why I thought
you're like waiting for the audience to clap.
Yeah,
audience. So let me give you.
You get a car and you get a car. All right. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU
Mount Hope.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online
FM.
That's illegal. That's illegal to do that. You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Who's up next?
ORG.
Stashu. Stay tuned for Stashu.
Bye.
So horrible. I hate it.
In here somewhere. Nope, that's not it. There it is. Here it is. Dance with me, Stanley.
I found it.
love everyone. I love to pick posies and daisies for fun. I walk in the park and I carry a sign asking the draft board, hey, be my valentine.
He's Hendrik the hippie with lots of long hair. He won't take a bath or they'll call him a square.
My mother, she tells me to find the right path, to go change my clothing and go take a bath. But soap gives me hives all over my skin, and I fear the water because I can't swim.
He's Hendrik the hippie with lots of long hair. He won't take a bath or they'll call him a square.
Whenever I can, of sit-ins and love-ins, I'm really a fan. When I see a soapbox, I stand up and speak. But just the word soap gives me hives for a week.
He's Hendrik the hippie with lots of long hair. He won't take a bath or they'll call him a square.
I hid in the Polish home for a whole year. I ate stale kielbasa and leftover beer. I slept in a shower, a good place to hide, till one night they found me and they threw me outside.
He's Hendrik.